Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Sunday, Office of Readings.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe.
You stretch out the heavens like a tent. Above the rains, you build your dwelling. You make the clouds your chariot and walk on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers and flashing fire your servants.
You founded the earth on its base to stand firm from age to age. You wrapped it with the ocean like a cloak. The waters stood higher than the mountains.
At your threat, they took flight. At the voice of your thunder, they fled. They rose over the mountains and flowed down to the place which you had appointed. You set limits they might not pass, lest they return to cover the earth.
You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow in between the hills. They give drink to all the beasts of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. On their banks dwell the birds of heaven. From the branches they sing their song. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts.
From your dwelling you water the hills. Earth drinks its fill of your gift. You made the grass grow for the cattle and the plants to serve man's needs, that he may bring forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart, oil to make him glad, and bread to strengthen man's heart.
The trees of the Lord shall drink their fill, the cedars he planted on Lebanon. There the birds build their nests. On the treetop the stork has her home. The goats find a home on the mountains, and rabbits hide in the rocks.
You made the moon to mark the months. The sun knows the time for its setting. When you spread the darkness, it is night, and all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The young lions roar for their prey and ask their food from God.
At the rising of the sun, they steal away and go to rest in their dens. Man goes forth to his work, to labor till evening falls.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts.
The Lord looked upon all he had made and saw that it was very good.
The Lord looked upon all he had made and saw that it was very good.
How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches.
There is the sea, vast and wide, with its moving swarms past counting, living things, great and small. The ships are moving there, and the monsters you made to play with.
All of these look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it, they gather it up. You open your hand, they have their fill.
You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. The mountains send forth smoke at his touch.
I will sing to the Lord all my life, make music to my God while I live. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I find my joy in the Lord. Let sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked exist no more.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, as you made springs and valleys to form streams between mountains, so you made living streams of grace flow from the apostles, that their teachings may bring salvation to all nations. May we have a practical knowledge of their doctrine, be obedient to their commands, obtain remission of sins through their prayers, and finally receive the reward of eternal happiness. Amen.
The Lord looked upon all he had made and saw that it was very good.
When I am lifted up from the earth,
I will draw all people to myself.
From the letter to the Hebrews. Since the law had only a shadow of the good things to come and no real image of them, it was never able to perfect the worshipers by the same sacrifices offered continually year after year. Were matters otherwise, the priests would have stopped offering them, for the worshippers, once cleansed, would have had no sin on their conscience. But through those sacrifices, there came only a yearly recalling of sins, because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take sins away. Wherefore, on coming into the world, Jesus said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. Holocausts and sin offerings you took no delight in." Then I said, "As is written of me in the book, I have come to do your will, O God." First he says, "Sacrifices and offerings, holocausts and sin offerings, you neither desired nor delighted in. These are offered according to the prescriptions of the law." Then he says, "I have come to do your will." In other words, he takes away the first covenant to establish the second. By this will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Every other priest stands ministering day by day and offering again and again those sacrifices which can never take away sins. But Jesus offered one sacrifice for sins and took his seat forever at the right hand of God. Now he waits until his enemies are placed beneath his feet. By one offering, he has forever perfected those who are being sanctified. The Holy Spirit attests this to us, for after saying, "This is the covenant I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their minds," he also says, "Their sins and their transgressions I will remember no more." Once these have been forgiven, there is no further offering for sin. The word of the Lord. Sacrifice and offerings you did not desire, but you prepared a body for me. Burnt offerings for sin could not please you, so I said,
"Here I am, Lord God, I come to do your will."
The blood of bulls and goats could never take away sins. When Christ came into the world, he said,
"Here I am, Lord God, I come to do your will."
From a sermon by St. Andrew of Crete, Bishop. let us go together to meet Christ on the Mount of Olives. Today, he returns from Bethany and proceeds of his own free will toward his holy and blessed passion to consummate the mystery of our salvation. He who came down from heaven to raise us from the depths of sin, to raise us with himself, we are told in Scripture, above every sovereignty, authority, and power, and every other name that can be named, now comes of his own free will to make his journey to Jerusalem. He comes without pomp or ostentation. As the psalmist says, he will not dispute or raise his voice to make it heard in the streets. He will be meek and humble, and he will make his entry in simplicity. Let us run to accompany him as he hastens towards his passion and imitate those who met him then, not by covering his path with garments and olive branches or palms, but by doing all we can to prostrate ourselves before him by being humble and by trying to live as he would wish. Then we shall be able to receive the word at his coming, and God, whom no limits can contain, will be within us. In his humility, Christ entered the dark regions of our fallen world, and he is glad that he became so humble for our sake, glad that he came and lived among us and shared in our nature in order to raise us up again to himself. And even though we are told that he has now ascended above the highest heavens, the proof surely of his power and Godhead, his love for man will never rest until he has raised our earthbound nature from glory to glory and made it one with his own in heaven. So let us spread before his feet, not garments or soulless olive branches, which delight the eye for a few hours and then wither, but ourselves, clothed in his grace, or rather, clothed completely in him. We who have been baptized into Christ must ourselves be the garments that we spread before him. Now that the crimson stains of our sins have been washed away in the saving waters of baptism, and we have become white as pure wool, let us present the conqueror of death not with mere branches of palms, but with the real rewards of his victory. Let our souls take the place of welcoming branches as we join today in the children's holy song, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." When the people heard that Jesus was entering Jerusalem, they went out to meet him. Many spread their cloaks before him, while others took branches from the trees as they cried aloud,
"Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord."
The crowd that went ahead of him and the crowd that followed after him cried out,
"Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord."
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who is an example of humility for the human race to follow, caused our Savior to take flesh and submit to the cross. Graciously grant that we may heed his lesson of patient suffering and so merit a share in his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.